If a show about a woman with bipolar disorder and her psychotropic drug regimen sounds heavy and depressing, you haven't met Diana Goodman. She's the wife and mother whose story is at the heart of the Tony-winning musical Next to Normal, currently at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Composer Tom Kitt recalls how he and his writing partner developed the show at a musical theater workshop over a decade ago.
We were assigned to write a 10-minute musical, and Brian Yorkie saw a news report on depression and shock therapy. Some of the statistics and the stories just really jumped out at him. And I think, you know, we were in our 20s, so we were looking for something a little off the beaten path. And, you know, the more we researched it and the more we started to see how it affects not only the lives of millions of people, but our own lives with people we know, it became a very personal story.
Playing Diana in Kansas City is Deb Lyons, who says it's been challenging pinning down her character's various mood swings.
She's very complicated, obviously, and trying to figure out how to portray someone who is bipolar is kind of a mystery, because it's not like somebody who has a broken ankle walks with a limp. So trying to find out all of the moods, you know, when is she on drugs, when is she not on drugs, and just trying to figure out, okay, what state is she in this scene, it's a tremendous amount of work that takes a lot of time.
Among the show's songs is one called I Miss the Mountains, where a newly medicated Diana, sung here by Alice Ripley from the original cast, expresses nostalgia for the highs of her manic episodes.
I miss the mountains. I miss the dizzy heights, all the manic magic days, and the dark depressing nights. I miss the
What's marked nearly every performance are audience members gathered afterward at the stage door to share their own connections with the illness. Creator Tom Kitt says one story stays with him.
A teenage boy approached Brian and I, and he said, I just want to thank you for this show. About 3 months ago, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I didn't know how to explain to my friends what that meant, and now I have this show, and I just want to thank you for that. And after he left, Brian and I just looked at each other and said, you know, whatever happens, that moment right there has made it all worth it.
As a licensed clinical social worker, Kathy Steiner has long worked with bipolar disorder, and she says that dramatizing the illness can only be a good thing.
Well, I thought it was pretty wonderful that it did address that, and because I think it will go a long way for educating the public, and it's a very powerful thing to live with in your life. So the power of theater, the power of art, you know, and we know that historically, when we look back and into the present, people who have been diagnosed, or they recognize now at least, as having bipolar disorder or living with bipolar disorder were creative, brilliant. So it doesn't surprise me that it's become a musical.
And though Steiner adds that bipolar has traditionally been hard to diagnose, doctors may be getting better at it, as there's been a significant uptick in America's use of psychiatric drugs. Steve Walker, KCUR News.